Now, although I don't look that old, I am beginning to feel like it. 2 weeks ago, when I was playing badminton, I was dealing with some lingering hip issues. And then during the game, I aggravated a back muscle, which was linked to my ribs. And then I had a hard time breathing, and I couldn't even lay down. To top it all off, I had patella femoris syndrome. I've never heard of that before. And it's when your knee's giving you pain. And I just remember laying on the ground, just helpless, and saying, Lord, why does it feel like I'm falling apart? I just began ministry. Needless to say, I feel a lot better now. But in some way or another, we experience this longing, this ache for the redemption of our bodies. When we have painful moments like these, sometimes we don't want the redemption of our bodies. We want redemption from our bodies. Sometimes we may feel like we're a ghost trapped inside a machine, waiting to be liberated rather than resurrected. Consequently, we may think that heaven is a place where we're like angels, pure spirit, and our souls are present there, and our bodies, they're just kind of like an afterthought. That's actually how the Corinthian community felt like about the resurrection of the body. They're like, yeah, we can believe in eternal life and the immortality of the soul, but the resurrection of the dead? That's crazy. But this is not a Christian idea. This is not a Christian understanding of the human person. And that's why St. Paul spends the whole of chapter 15 dealing with this issue. The idea that the soul needs to be liberated from the body is actually a heresy. It's an incorrect teaching of the church or of Christ. It originated from the philosopher Plato, who lived about 5 centuries before Christ. The Greeks could understand that the soul is immortal, but to say that the body is immortal seemed preposterous to them, as they could clearly see from their experiences of the mortal body. But as we profess every week in the Nicene Creed, I believe in the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. And even St. Paul affirms clearly, if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his spirit who dwells in you. Our fleshy bodies are so important to the Father that he sent his Son so that the Word could become flesh, and so that he could also raise up our fallen flesh. Our bodies are important because they, in a way, reveal us. They're tied to who we are as persons. When someone punches me in the nose, I don't say, ah, you punched me in the electrons and protons that are on my face. No, we say, no, you punched me. No, my nose isn't all of me. It's part of me. But it's the body. That's what it communicates who we are as persons. To be a human means to have a body and a soul, an enfleshed soul. Consider why we are terrified of ghosts and zombies. These are aberrations and distortions of the human person, one without a body and the other without a soul. More importantly, we, this unity of flesh and soul, we were made in the image and likeness of God. And because we are in the image of God, our bodies reveal God. And so St. John Paul II makes this profound statement in Theology of the Body. He says, the body and it alone is capable of making visible what is invisible, the spiritual and the divine. It was created to transfer into the visible reality of the world the mystery hidden since time immemorial in God, and thus to be a sign of it. Think of the dignity that God has given to the human body. St. John Paul didn't say, squirrels and it alone make visible what is invisible, the spiritual and divine. They don't reveal the mystery hidden in God. It is the body that is the sign of the mystery hidden since time immemorial in God. Wow! Can you imagine the mystery that our bodies contain? what dignity the Father has given us to our bodies. And that's why he sent the Son to raise it up through the Spirit, to restore it to its rightful dignity as an icon of God, reflecting the eternal mystery hidden in God and of his love. So we should not view our bodies as just blank canvases which we can write anything we want on it. We need to recognize that our bodies are works of art, still awaiting redemption, of course, worthy of being in the Sistine Chapel of Heaven, where the truth of our bodies will shine and find their ultimate fulfillment and shine with an unimaginable brilliance. Therefore, let us be pure temples of the Spirit and shun the deeds of darkness that drive away the Spirit that will raise us up. And just as God breathed his Spirit into the old Adam to give him natural life, so too the new Adam, Jesus Christ, will breathe his Spirit into us to give supernatural life to our mortal bodies, to make of us a new creation. And our bodies, after having been freed from all its aches and pains and glorified in heaven, Jesus will say to us, "Behold, I will make all things new."